Dr. Vikram Manchurani is a Republican U.S. Senate candidate. He also was a regular contributor before on our show talking about trends in economic things. Do you think I'm right or wrong on what the president's going to do today, Dr. Vic?
Hey, Jack. Well, thanks for having me. Look, I think you're generally right. I think you forgot about one big boogeyman that he's going to point to, which is Putin. He's going to say this is higher prices because of Putin and what's happening elsewhere in the world, which there's an element of truth there, but it conceals what you're hitting at, which is we did spend too much, we did borrow too much, we did print too much, and we did overstimulate. And so, you know, the Fed's got to raise rates, and what are we all feeling as they do this? My 401k is now a 301k. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah, and it's going to become a 201. I want to talk about the stock market in a minute, because a lot of people indirectly are tied to it. They don't know it, speaking of their 401k. But do you think there'll be one White House press correspondent reporter if the president starts blaming Putin and the war in Ukraine? Mr. President, when were the Beijing Winter Games? And the president would look at you like, what? Who are you? What? Can you rephrase it? When were the Beijing Games and Olympics? And someone will whisper to him, early February. Who went to the Beijing Winter Games? You didn't go because we were boycotting, you know, we were protesting. Vladimir Putin did. When did the war in Ukraine start, Mr. President? After the Beijing Games. That was in February. Why in the Northeast were we dealing with inflation and high energy and a home heating cost in November, December, January before the Winter Games? Is that Putin's fault too? What would the president say if I asked that?
Yeah, I think that I'd love to have you ask him, Jack. I'd love to hear the answer. I'm not sure I don't think anyone knows what he's going to say.
You know what he'd say? He'd say, who the hell is this? Get him out of here.
Yep.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, that's probably right. Let me throw out another tidbit, which I think is important for you to understand or listeners to fully appreciate here on inflation. You know, the headline number we're getting, what, 8.5? We're going to get another number tomorrow, by the way, so we'll get a new update there. But that actually conceals what people are feeling. If you took the March month over month and compounded it for the year, you'd be showing an inflation number of roughly 15%. That's just the 1.2% month over month we had, and do it for the next 12 months.
That's what it feels like. It feels like 15% at least.
Well, there you go. You don't need a PhD to know this. You can tell. It's common sense, right? That's what we're dealing with, and that's what we have to acknowledge. And as I've talked about before, inflation is a tax. It's a tax on the working class of this country. New Hampshire Granite State families that are trying to make ends meet are feeling an extra tax. So when they say they're not taxing us, they are, and it's through inflation.
Dr. Vikram Manchurani, Republican U.S. Senate candidate. Dr. Vic, you've studied trends. You talk. You teach at Harvard. You've taught at Yale on this stuff. So let's talk about the stock market, because it's looked upon as one of the big news stories of the day. If the market's down 500 or 600, we hear about it. Where's it going? Where? Let me ask you this one. No one has a crystal ball, but if you want to go out to after July 4th, where's this economy at if you want to hit some of these barometers of the market numbers? Where are we at?
Yeah, so look, Jack, it's very hard to predict where the market's going to go or what's driving it. What I do know is that this inflation is going to cause rates to continue. You know, the Fed's going to have to keep reining in not only their money printing, they're going to have to stop that and maybe even take away some of the money they printed, and they're going to have to take rates up. And that is definitely a headwind for financial markets. You know, I think I mentioned that last week when I was on with you. Just think about what this does, even for something like housing and people's sense of wealth. So I just did some quick math here with a calculator. You know, if you were buying a house and you needed to take out, let's say, a $400,000 mortgage and interest rates were 3%, your monthly mortgage payment would be roughly, let's call it $1,700 a month. That's before taxes, before insurance. Then the rates go up to 5%.
Well, they're closer to 6.
Payment
they're closer to 6 now,
yeah,
5,
well,
7, yeah.
Fine. So, you know, if you do it, take it up, you go over $2,200 a month. Mm-hmm. That's real. Throw on top of that the impact on what's happening to the cost of actually living, right? Filling up the
groceries, fuel,
all of it. But the other way to think about it is just say, I have a fixed budget. I can only afford $1,700 a month for a mortgage. That's all I can afford. If that's all you can afford, that $400,000 mortgage you thought you were going to take has to go down to $315,000,
right,
roughly. And if you do that, what do you think is going to happen to housing prices if we keep raising rates? They're not going up.
No.
What do you think that does to people's confidence, economic activity?
Right.
This is a disaster, and Biden should acknowledge that.
Yep, and before I let you go, I don't think, if I, again, I'm trying to be deferential, trying to be respectful, but I guarantee, I'd love to prove this, but I'll never get, I probably won't, maybe years ago, I mean, because I've done White House interviews with sitting presidents in the Oval Office of my TV days, but if I asked some of the congressional leaders in Washington or the president, can you imagine this one, Dr. Vic, if I asked the president today or congressional leaders, in 1 minute or less, Mr. President, can you tell us what stagflation is? Do you think he'd be able to answer that?
I'm being serious.
Do you think he'd be able to correctly?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if you're in one of your Harvard University classrooms and Dr. Vic, professor, you have like 30 seconds. You only need 10 seconds, 15, 20 seconds to define stagflation. What is it and why do we need to worry about it? I don't think a lot of people in Washington could explain it. I don't think they understand what it is. And why, when it comes to borrowing and shrinking economy, why it matters with rising rates and rising prices at the same time going straight up to the moon. I don't think they could answer that.
Yeah, well, it's a problem. And it's unfortunately, there's more and more signs, Jack, that we're entering the stagflationary environment, right? We had a GDP print that went negative. Yeah. We got inflation going up.
Yeah.
We're going to see more data tomorrow. This is horrible. I agree with you.
Dr. Vic, thanks for joining us with some economic perspective. Thanks for joining us, GMI Studios. Make it a great Tuesday.
Great. Thanks, Jack. You too. Bye-bye.